Hi, my name is Andrew Connell, and in this screencast, we're going to look at a deep dive into the Office 365 app launcher and the My Apps extensibility in Office 365. Before we begin, let's look at the developer vision for the Office 365 development. It boils down to both users and data. What do I mean by users? Users want to be able to work with their devices and interact with all of their information using custom applications or some of the applications that have been provided by Microsoft, such as the Office clients as Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint, as well as custom applications that developers build. They want to work with them in a familiar environment with familiar user interfaces. For developers, we want to be able to build custom applications using a multitude of different platforms, from working in a mobile experience to working off a server-side product, something that's working on the desktop, or even just a standard web page. We want to be able to get to all of our data and provide these really good experiences for our users. Our agenda is as follows. We're going to first look at the My Apps page, and then we'll look at the app launcher and understand how Office 365 and OpenID Connect really works. Then we'll look at how we can acquire apps from the gallery and then add custom apps to the app launcher. Let's first talk about the app launcher. The app launcher is the little waffle button that is in the top left corner in Office 365 applications. When you click on that, you'll get a little pop-up that shows up and it says your apps live here. And from here, you can get to all the different applications that you have access to from the app launcher. You can create additional apps. You can have them pinned here. You can get to all of your apps from this one single unified navigation. In the lower right corner, you'll see a little link that says My Apps. If you click on that, it'll take you to the My Apps page. This is going to have a list of all of your apps that you can get to. Now you may look at this and say, why do I have the same apps listed here that are listed up in the app launcher? Well, maybe you have too many apps that can be shown in the app launcher. The app launcher is really there to get you to the My Apps page or to get you to the most commonly used apps that you use. From the My Apps page, you can pin apps to your app launcher and also unpin them. This is also an extensible page where you can add enterprise applications, as you'll see later in this module. The app launcher in the My Apps page is both customizable and extensible. It's customizable in the sense that you can pin and unpin apps to the app launcher, and it's extensible in the sense that you can add custom apps by either acquiring them through the store or by linking them in Azure Active Directory, or you can even create custom apps that you add to the app launcher. So let's talk about how we can customize the My Apps page and the app launcher. There's a couple different options. First, you're going to be able to add apps from the Azure Active Directory gallery. These can be either apps that have a federated single sign-on or are a password single sign-on. Certain applications like Smartsheets or DocuSign, Salesforce, and GitHub, just to name a few, are all available for you to add. You also create a new application that's been integrated with OpenID Connect. This can be an application that is single tenant for just your organization or for other organizations, which would be multi-tenant. Every Office 365 and Azure subscription has an associated Azure AD directory. This directory is where all of your users and apps will be registered and stored. This is shared across both Azure Active Directory and in Office 365. It's actually an Azure Active Directory directory that Office 365 takes advantage of. You can connect it to an Azure subscription, and then you can manage the users and apps from your Azure portal or from the Office 365 portal. Let's see what this looks like for the username and password single sign-on. In this demo, I want to show you how to do single sign-on with Azure AD apps in the Azure App Gallery using a username and password. What I'm going to do here is we're going to connect a GitHub account to configure it with single sign-on with my Azure AD account. So I'm going to first log in to my site. So portal.office.com. This is going to prompt me to log in, so I'll go ahead and log in. Now, once I've logged in, when I click on the little waffle in the top left corner to open up the app launcher, you'll see I have a list of a bunch of apps that are here. If I click on one of on the My Apps link, it'll take me to my My Apps page, and we can see here that I don't have a whole lot of stuff listed here aside from just a couple projects that I've set up that I've connected. I would like to see GitHub show up in here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to my Azure Management Portal. And I'm already logged in. I'm going to have to log in as the Global Tenant Administrator. So let me come over to the Global Tenant Admin using a different site or different browser. ManageWindowsAzure.com. I'll log in using an account that can manage my tenant. Now I'm going to select, once I've selected my directory, so I'll go ahead and select it, I'm then going to click on Applications. I'm going to go down to the bottom. I'm going to click on Applications at the very bottom here. And I'm going to say I want to select an application from the gallery. And let me just do a search here for GitHub. There we go. So I found GitHub. So I go ahead and click on GitHub. And then I'm going to come down here and click on the little check mark to go ahead and add it. Now, the next thing I want to do is I want to configure single sign-on. So I want to go ahead, and you can see that it's already checked, that it's already been set up for us. Let's go ahead and let's assign users and accounts to this. So I'll click on Assign Accounts. Now here I want to find a user and assign this account. So I'll pick this user right here, and I'll say Assign. I'm going to go ahead and say I want to enter the GitHub credentials on behalf of this user. So I'll go ahead and enter his credentials. And I'll check it off. And now we can see that we've gone ahead and we've added this user. So now let's go make sure that this is on that user's My Apps page. So I'm going to close this browser and come back over here to the My Apps page and refresh this page. Remember, we're logged in as Andrew.Connell at acdev.co. Here you can see that GitHub is now showing up. And if I clicked on GitHub, it could take me straight to my GitHub and automatically log me in. If I come over here and I click on the waffle, you see that it's not showing up in this list. I'd like for it to show up here. So what I can do is I can come over here with this little drop down and say pin it to the app launcher. That'll then pin this to the app launcher right here. And when I click on this, it should take me straight to GitHub and have me authenticate automatically. Now how does OpenID Connect play in here? OpenID Connect 1.0 is a simple identity layer on top of the OAuth 2 protocol. It enables clients to verify the identity of the user and to obtain basic profile information. It's very lightweight and very powerful. What this is going to do is going to allow you to find out some information about who's currently logged into your site without having to go make an extra round trip to, like, say, the Azure AD Graph API to find information about that user. Let's look at what the protocol flow looks like for a single sign-on based application. So on the left, you've got the browser. In the middle, you've got Azure AD resources. In the green box, you've got the web application that you've built. And then on the far right-hand side, the orange or the red bar, that's the Office 365 APIs, the REST API. So here what you'll do at the very beginning is you'll navigate to the web application, and it'll redirect you back to the Azure AD authorization endpoint for you to sign in. So that's the second step that will happen. Upon a successful sign-in, you'll receive two things. You'll receive an ID token, which is the OpenID token, which is information about who you are. That just includes things like your email address and your name, as well as your organization. It does not include things like the credentials you use to log in. Once you get that information, you'll hand that back to the web application. The ID token and the authorization code are then used by the web application to find out, to figure out who's actually logged in. And then the authorization code, as you'll see, is going to be used later to get access to the Office 365 resources. Now, when the web application needs to get access from Office 365, it will use the authorization code that you provided it from the Azure authorization endpoint. It'll use that and turn it into the Azure AD token endpoint to obtain an access token. That access token will then be used to call the Office 365 APIs. Let's take a look at an OpenID Connect-based single sign-on implementation. In this demo, I want to show you how to sign up to an application that supports Azure AD Federated Authentication. You're going to sign up for an application that supports Azure AD as part of this process, and you'll see how the application is going to take advantage of the support of OpenID Connect to retrieve some extra details about the currently signed in user. I'm going to use an application called Smartsheet for this. I'm going to first go select that I want to log in. And it's going to prompt me, how do you want to log in? I can give it my email address, or I can log in with Google, or I can log in with Office 365. I'll select Office 365, and then I'll go ahead and log in. Smartsheet is going to prompt me to say, or Azure AD is going to prompt me to say that Smartsheet needs my permissions to sign in and read my profile. I could see additional details about this if I wanted. I'll go ahead and click Accept. Now I'm going to need to then go through the confirmation process for activation of my account. So let me just jump over to my email for this account, and I should see an email from Smartsheet. So I'll go ahead and select that and just click the confirm email. Now, as part of the sign up process, I have to accept the user agreement. So I'll just go ahead and click continue and do that, and I'll close this out. Now, what you should notice here is that I've already been logged in using this account here. If I take a look at my actual account, come over here to my personal settings, you can see that it's not only pulled my email address, but even though I didn't tell it, it's also pulled my first name and last name. It figured those out based on my OpenID Connect token that was handed back. In addition, if I come over to back to Office 365 and I go to my My Apps page, I can see Smartsheet showing up in the list of all the different applications. So you see here in this demo, I signed up for an external application using the support for Azure AD Federated Login and added information to my new account using OpenID Connect. Now let's take a look at adding custom applications to my app launcher in my My Apps page. To do this, you're going to need to register an app or an add-in with Azure Active Directory. So for the tenant, you're going to register it within the Azure AD tenant, such as a line of business app or a SaaS application. You're going to also need to specify the location of the app. So for example, what's the reply address for a web application? When someone goes to sign into the application, where should they be sent to? That has to be a valid endpoint where your app is hosted. Azure AD will not redirect the user to an endpoint that is not specified in the actual app registration, and that's for security reasons. Then you're going to need to have an identifier for your application. This is a URI that is used for WSS Fed and SAML. You're also going to have a client ID that is used for OpenID Connect and OAuth, and its uniqueness is going to be enforced for the SaaS app identifiers. Finally, you can have the secret keys, which is a key that the web app can use to authenticate with Azure AD. For a SaaS application, the same key can be used for all the tenants, and that would be for a multi-tenant based application. So let's look at how we can create and add custom applications to the app launcher in the My Apps page in Azure AD in Office 365. In this demo, I want to show you how to create a custom Azure AD application and add it to my Office 365 app launcher and My Apps page. To do this, I need to go to my Azure Management Portal. And I'm going to have to log in. Once I go into this, I'll select Applications. And then I'll say I want to add a new application. This will be an application my organization is developing. So we'll call this the application of Sample My Apps Page. I'm going to set up the sign-in URL for this to be HTTPS localhost 8000, and the app ID will just be a well-known URI that I have for my tenant. We don't care about the URL so much because we're just going to try and create an Azure AD app and get it to show up in my My App Launcher. Now let's go through and let's assign a user to our application. So I'll come over here and select users, and then I'm going to find my AC Dev account, and I'll assign this user to that account, to this application. And once that's been done, I should be able to come over to my My Apps page and see this showing up under my account. So for this one, we'll open up a new browser window. And we'll just go to the mail for this user. We just need to get there just to open up the My Apps page. It's taking a second to load this. There we go. We'll go click on the My Apps page. And if I scroll down, we should see My Sample Apps page that I just created right here. And so now you can see this showing up. And if I clicked on this, this would take me to the start page or the login page for the application. And in this case here, it's not working because we didn't tell it where it was going to go. We didn't fill out the redirect URI and all that stuff. But you can see here how this is set up. Here are some other applications that I had set up for testing as well. And so at this demo, you saw how to create a custom Azure AD application and saw how to add it to your Office 365 app launcher and your My Apps page. To add it to my app launcher, I would just pin it by just saying pin it to the app launcher. In this module, we took a look at the My Apps page and the app launcher and how the Office 365 and OpenID Connect authentication works. Then we saw how to acquire apps from the gallery and add custom apps to the app launcher. Microsoft offers multiple ways to get in touch with them and also to stay up to date on what's going on. One of the things is the developer program launch. What the developer program is all about is allowing you to sign up and get email newsletters, free developer subscription to Office 365, which will give you a 1 year free to a Office 365 tenant, free training, free tools, and free webinars that they'll publish on a periodic basis. Using this developer program, you'll be able to stay in touch and up to date with all the latest and greatest offers and news and updates coming out of Office 365 and Office development. You can sign up for it at dev.office.com/dev program. The Office team also provides multiple ways for you to sign up and to stay in touch with what's going on. From the Office 365 network and Yammer, to staying in touch on Twitter using the Office Dev handle, you can also ask questions on Stack Overflow using the tag ms-office. We have multiple podcasts as well. If you go to dev.office.com to sign up for different podcasts, such as the Office 365 Developer Podcasts. In Channel 9, there's a developer show as well, the Office 365 Developer Show that comes out on a weekly basis. You can also find out about a bunch of different quick demos. You can find those at YouTube if you go to aka.ms/0365devsnackdemos. And then finally, do you have feedback for the team? Do you have ideas for new features? Do you have changes that you'd like to see implemented? Submit them on User Voice by going to officespdev.uservoice.com, where you can submit your ideas, and then you can also vote on other people's ideas and provide comments to the team. The engineering team looks at these issues on a periodic basis and a regular periodic basis and triages them to look to improve them and add things to the product going forward. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes of your time to watch this screencast.